because most of them know that it's only at the intersection of purpose, passion, and passive wealth creation is when they finally get to play on a bigger stage of life than they're currently playing. And so I help them step onto that stage. Bottom line, Morris, is I help my clients add at least $1 million in new wealth and $100,000 in passive income in 2 to 5 years guaranteed.
Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm Morris Sims, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. Are you working as hard as you can, putting in just as many hours as you possibly can, but your income and your business, well, it just doesn't seem to be improving the way you want it to. It's just not growing as fast as you'd like. Well, I help business owners like yourself become more efficient with running their business and more effective in making sales. Because when you do both of those things, then your gross revenue goes up, and when that happens, everything else comes into play. Who am I to help you with this? Well, I've been a successful sales professional, I've trained professional salespeople, and I've led the development department that trained over 12,000 salespeople with a staff of over 200 all across the country. I started my career barely breaking $25,000 a year, and if I was lucky, I could get 1 or 2 weeks off. I retired earning almost $500,000 a year, taking at least 5 weeks off every year. I can help you get your business to where you want it to be. On this show, our guests and I are going to share some practical ideas with you to help you grow your business and see more of that revenue become income for you and your family. I'm here to help you, so let's get this show started.
Ike Ikoku is our guest today on the Business of Sales. We're really excited about having Ike here. He is a purpose-driven wealth coach, and in doing so, Ike has also written a couple of books. He's a serial entrepreneur. Ike, so glad to have you here. Please tell us about yourself and about being a purpose-driven wealth coach.
Well, thank you so much, Morris. You know, as a purpose-driven wealth coach, entrepreneurs and working professionals hire me to create purpose-driven wealth and passive income that's 3 times their active income so that they can start living life by design and not by default. Because most of them know that it's only at the intersection of purpose, passion, and passive wealth creation is when they finally get to play on a bigger stage of life than they're currently playing. And so I help them step onto that stage. Bottom line, Morris, is I help my clients add at least $1 million in new wealth and $100,000 in passive income in 2 to 5 years guaranteed so that they can pursue purpose-driven passion projects they love that can change the world, much like I'm doing with my Righteous Billionaire movement.
$1 million. That used to be, boy, howdy, people would say $1 million, and it was like, where in the world is that coming from? How do you get to $1 million? Today, we need to say those words over and over again, $1 million, and become comfortable with that. That's a wonderful thing. I just absolutely a wonderful thing. And you, on top of that, you've also written a couple of books. Tell us about your books.
Yeah. So my first book was called Winning the Money Game, Separating the Myths from the Truth, Everything You Don't Know About Achieving Financial Independence. And after having spent several years in the financial services industry, what I found back then was that there was a lot of information that the financial services industry was trying to shove down our throats as the proverbial pathway to achieving financial independence that actually wasn't accurate. And so I identified 9 specific myths. And after having, you know, been bankrupt in 2003 and in just 5 short years, you know, by the grace of God, resurrected my finances and was, you know, had a 7-figure net worth and 6 figures in passive income. I was 34 years old at that time, Morris, in 2008. And I knew that that was rather peculiar. And so I wrote a book to just kind of chronicle some of the things that I'd learned, some of these myths, what the truths were, and really just kind of create a playbook for people to be able to kind of duplicate some of what I did back then. So that book is now almost, you know, it was released in 2012. So it's coming up on its 10-year anniversary next year in 2022. But since then, I'm one of those people, Morris, who's had the good fortune, some might say the curse, of having made and lost a 7-figure net worth twice. And each one of those times has been chronicled with very specific lessons that the Lord wanted me to learn about what it takes to master money. So my latest book is called The Manifest Wealth Safely Method, and it's a three-step guide to create $1 million in new wealth and six figures in passive income in under 5 years while pursuing purpose-driven passion projects that you love that can change the world. Really, really excited about what I'm doing under the umbrella of the Righteous Billionaire Movement and that book, my program, The Manifest Wealth Safely program, along with other services and products that I offer, all kind of undergird and support the vision of the Righteous Billionaire Movement.
Hey, y'all, hang on for just a second. I got something I just got to tell you. I'm giving away some free stuff, all right? Free stuff. I've got a copy in there of my ebook, Practical Influence, with ideas to help you improve your influence with other people. I've got some great marketing and prospecting ideas that are on an audio file, so you can listen to it while you work out or drive or whatever you'd like to. And we've also got some stuff in there on planning for 2022 to help you make 2022 your best year ever. Just go to morrissims.com/free stuff. That's morrissims.com/free stuff and get your free stuff. It's just that easy. All right, now back to the show. The Righteous Billionaire Movement. Tell us more.
Yeah, so billionaire movement, thing that I feel compelled to do to just kind of create a legacy that will live beyond the grave. For me, Morris, what I've found is there are a lot of people in the world in which we live in, and a lot of people who may have an inclination as to what their purpose, what their big why might be, some sense of it. They may not really have clarity about it, but they know what they're doing right now isn't it. And oftentimes, when we look at the difference between those who are actually living into their purpose versus those who aren't, one of many obstacles along the pathway of getting there is not knowing how to master money, not having yourself in a position where you can experience an abundant flow of wealth and money into your household. And because you've learned what it's like to be in a good relationship with money, you realize that you're a reservoir where money comes in and it flows back out to fulfill the mandate, the purpose, the destiny that's over your life. And so for me, having gone through what's been some really, really difficult lessons along the pathway of understanding money and wealth and purpose and destiny, what I now know, Morris, to be true is this. It's a tragedy. It's a travesty. It's more tragic to have wealth and not know why than to actually suffer death and not have life. And for me, money is directly correlated to purpose. Like money is always seeking a higher purpose. And so what I know is in the world in which we live in, we're like 18 months into the pandemic. We've dealt with social injustice, just the political upheaval. I mean, our world is upside down, for lack of a better word. And when we look at a lot of the things that are ailing our society, at the root of that is poor leadership. We can see that in our education system. We can see that within politics and business. The list goes on and on. Now, there's no shortage of people who are out there. I'm a John Maxwell certified coach as an example. There's no shortage of resources to try to up-level people's leadership capital, right? But what I've found is to really effect change in a nation, you need not only leaders who know how to steward the gift of capital, but you need people who have the financial resources to really make change. And so part of what the Righteous Billionaire Movement is about is to raise the next generation of 10,000 billionaire leaders by the year 2030. These are leaders who will not only know how to steward the gift of leadership properly and will be exemplary leaders within our society and our communities, but they'll also have the financial resources to go and reclaim the arts and entertainment industry, as an example, and reinstitute righteous leadership within that sphere of our society. So whether it's arts and entertainment, whether it's in business, whether it's in education, the church, there's seven major cogs that kind of represent a society at large. And what I want to be able to do is have some say-so in equipping the next generation of leaders who have both things that are necessary, financial capital and leadership capital, to really restore righteousness at the very foundation of our nations. And in so doing, they will make our nation and really all nations be exalted, be great in the eyes of many.
Boy, that sounds very big. It sounds very, very big. That's the best way I can put it. That sounds like a big, big purpose and a big desire to reach some really great things for our society overall, which is wonderful. You mentioned the financial services industry, and our audience is probably made up of the majority of it, of financial services sales professionals. And you know, I like what you said, or at least I recognize what you said to be true, because I've seen it. I've seen it so many times that in our industry, and I guess in others, the old adage about the cobbler's kids not having any shoes is sometimes true. Those of us in the world of wealth creation and financial services, we're out there talking to other people about it all the time, but then, by George, look at our own lives, and we haven't necessarily done everything we need to do. How do you coach people to do these things, Ike, and to not wind up in a bad situation for themselves and their families?
Yeah, so the first thing is to realize that you have a relationship with money, whether or not you realize it or not. And as is true in all relationships, the more time you put into it, the more fruit you get out of it. So I marvel, Morris, at the number of people who will spend more time planning a vacation and doing a long laundry list of a bunch of other things and yet neglect their relationship with money and what that's supposed to look like and what things that they can do to get in a healthier relationship. And so that's the first starting point, is just to realize that, you know, you've got to take some inventory of just the amount of time. How are you allocating your time? I used to tell people all the time that I could tell you about 99% of everything I need to know about somebody by looking at two things. One was looking at their calendar, which is an indication of where they're spending their time. That tells me what's important to them. And two, it's looking at their checkbook. And today's day, it's more of a digital form just because of the nature in which we live in. But 20 years ago, it's like, give me your checkbook. Let me see where you're spending your money, right? And so, you know, in the same token, it's like, how much time are you spending with money to learn more about it? Learn about its roots, learn about its origins, learn about how it magnifies issues of your heart that you may or may not be aware of. Learn about what you need to do to realize, as the old Cadillac commercial would say, this is not your grandfather's Cadillac anymore, that maybe things have changed relative to what you might have learned as to how to steward money. I call that the mom and dad plan, which, you know, quite frankly, and from my perspective, probably creates more undue financial hardship than it does leading people to their financial destiny. So there's a lot of things that we, you know, learned from our parents and also from a lot of people in the financial services industry that we thought had our best interests, that maybe back in the 1950s would work well. But quite frankly, in the year 2021, doesn't work that well. I'll give you an example. Back when the 401k and the IRAs and a lot of the traditional qualified plans, you know, came into being, tax rates were extraordinarily high. And so the old adage was, hey, just, you know, take advantage of the bait today, right? Take a deduction for whatever you're contributing to your 401k and IRA. And when you retire, chances are you're going to be in a much lower tax bracket. Well, that's good if average tax rates are in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and you retire and they're in 30s or 40s. But what if the opposite is true? What if at 35, 37, 39%, we are witnessing what my mom, what I grew up experiencing, was blue light, red light specials at Kmart, right? When things were discounted, massively discounted on sale. What if tax rates are actually on sale? And all the money that we're deferring into the future, we're deferring it to a time when, given our current economic climate, with wars that we've been in that we haven't paid, with a social security system that's questionable in terms of its financial physical responsibility, with the continued reprinting of money, what if there's a long laundry list of things that are putting pressure on our government to do all they know to do best to deal with shortfalls and deficits, which is to raise taxes? What happens if we get into a situation where in 10 years or in 15 years when we retire, our tax rates are twice as much as they were when we were stashing a lot of money away into those plans? we could be setting ourselves for some undue financial pain. So again, this is a basic financial premise or tenet that we probably adopted from our parents from back in the, you know, mid-1900s that, again, worked well then. But in the 21st century, may not be the best plan. So I find way too many people who step into retirement who have 99.99% of their assets in tax-deferred assets and absolutely nothing in tax-free assets. That's a huge pain point and an unintended consequence of the mom and dad plan. So that's an example of what I'm talking about when I say you just need to spend a little bit more time getting better educated about money and finances and the implications of some of the things that you may hold to be true as to what you're supposed to be doing and preparing for your financial future.
So more, you're recommending more of a balance between the qualified and non-qualified money that you're going to have when you get ready to retire. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I mean, striking a balance between, I mean, there's only three essential buckets that you have. You've got taxable money, you've got tax-deferred money, and you have tax-free money. There's a consortium of different things you can do to get into the tax-free bucket, right? You could have municipal bonds, you could have Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, you could get into specific kinds of trusts that create tax-free income. There's specific types of insurance policies that have embedded within their policy design the ability to create tax-free income for you in the future. But again, the big problem is most people step into retirement and the vast majority of their assets are held in either taxable accounts or tax-deferred accounts, both of which will create a huge tax burden for them when they retire. So taking a balanced approach simply says, even if you don't believe that tax rates could be twice as much as they are right now, what if they are? Wouldn't you be better prepared if you had some money, even if it's only a third, allocated to tax-free accounts? I would, you know, err on the side of being even more cautious and go, you probably should have at least 50% of your total nest egg tied in accounts where in the future you have essentially struck a divorce between, you know, you and Uncle Sam in terms of their ability to encroach upon the future growth of those assets. So that's what I'm referring to there, Morris.
And personally, and this is what it gets down to, I guess, is my personal opinion is you're 100% correct. We all need to do that. And, you know, as I said, the cobbler's kid doesn't have any shoes and my feet are bare. I wish I had done more of that myself because, you know, we all get into that ability to kind of just carry on and do things the way we've always done. But just because it's always been that way doesn't mean we need to do it that way in the future.
That's right. That's wisdom right there.
So I think you hit on some really, really good things. I think it's stuff that our audience would agree with you on left and right. I really do. So I think you got some good stuff going on there, brother. That's for sure. Tell me more about this new book you've got. Where can we find it? What's it? Who needs to read it? Where does it? Tell me about your book, Ike.
Sure. So the name of the book, like you said, is The Manifest Wealth Safely Method. And take it from a guy who's lost money, incredible amounts of money twice to the tune of seven figures. It's very deliberate, the safely part of manifesting wealth. This book is for anybody who realizes that the current life that they're living doesn't represent the dream that they had of what their life should look like. And so I go over three very specific sections within this book to help, again, put you in a position where you don't have to surrender to the cards that life has dealt you, that you can step into the dealer's seat and actually redistribute those cards and create and design the kind of life that you thought you should be living. And so I'm a big believer that everything we desire sits on the other side of purpose. The very first section of the book is entitled Why Purpose is the Key to Being Wealthy. And I make a very strong case for why everybody needs to know their why they need to discover their life purpose and even their business purpose. And why early retirement, while it's, you know, something that the entire financial services industry dangles as a carrot, is absolutely the worst thing you could do. Because I don't know about you, Morris, I don't believe that the creator of the universe, God in my case, created us with an expiration date that says, hey, for the first 30 years of your life, of your working career, you're going to absolutely hate what you do. And then as soon as you retire, that's when you're going to start living life, right? So
I love it.
I I think it's necessary for us to identify what our purpose is. And far too many of us spend the vast majority of our life chasing after money. If we'd spend the time chasing after purpose instead, we'd reverse that equation, because we recognize that we were placed on here on purpose, by purpose, and for purpose. And the moment we start living into that purpose, everything we've ever desired and hoped for starts to magically appear before us, including money, because you're going to be doing what you are uniquely created to do. And when you do, you're going to be adding incredible value into people's lives. And money, only thing money ever chases is where value is being delivered. So I go through about five chapters creating a thesis around why you need to spend the time to put yourself in a position where you can articulate and illustrate what your purpose is so you can start living into that. The second section of the book gets into the whole idea of what do you need to do to accelerate the creation of wealth. And judging by my story and the story of others who I've worked with, it all starts with transitioning into a state where you have the ability to have a high income earning opportunity. In sales, which is an area where you master, you know that there's ample opportunity to do that. But another place where people can do that and do that effectively is actually taking a leap of faith and going into business for themselves. And so I make the case for why that should be a consideration and what that should look like. But then I also start talking about some of the things that would preclude you from being in a position to accelerate the creation of wealth. Avoiding the mom and dad plan as an example. I talked about that earlier in our call. And then also just being aware of some of the perils within the financial services industry, the impact that undue and burdensome taxation could have on you. These are all things that could preclude you from doing exactly what that entire section of the book is about, accelerating the creation of wealth. And then I conclude that section of the book by introducing the readers to nine alternative wealth growth models, the top nine wealth growth models that can do exactly what that entire section is supposed to do, help you accelerate wealth. I'm talking about opportunities where rather than making 7% per year and feeling like, okay, I'm matching what the S&P 500 has done, you could be making 7% per month. I go through about nine different opportunities that each individually can provide anywhere from 1% to as much as a 25% return per month while taking advantage of some of these, you know, little known wealth accumulation, wealth growth vehicles. And then I conclude the book with the third section, which is how to guarantee your wealth success. And I start that out by highlighting some of the major reasons why a lot of people fail in their financial goals. And then I talk about some of the things that we do differently and uniquely to help literally guarantee our clients' success. And then I expose people to my program, the Manifest Wealth Safely Program, and what that looks like and how it could be a resource for them, should they so choose, in accelerating their ability to attract wealth into their life over the next 2 to 5 years and start pursuing that huge, huge purpose that they were placed here on earth to do, that's going to create legacy and impact beyond the grave, as I said earlier on. So that's what people can expect should they take advantage of the book. The book is readily accessible on Amazon. Just type my name, Ike Ikoku. You'll find the book there with a list of other resources that I have. I've got probably about 7 books in total listed on Amazon. But we're actually in the midst of a bit of a soft launch of the book. So for those who'd like to take advantage of a limited time offer where they can get access to the digital copy of the book for just $5, they can do so by going to the website www.manifestwealthsafely.com. There, for a limited time, they can get the book for just $5. When they do, they'll get the audiobook and a list of other bonuses that in total is worth $2,600 to your listening audience. So I'd encourage them to do that. But if you're like me and you like the hard copy, then certainly go on Amazon and snag that as well. But those bonuses that we've included as part of the launch here are worth quite a pretty penny, to say the least. So I would go for the 2-for-1 special. Get the hardback if you're like me and you like to physically latch onto a book, but also get the digital copy because you'll get the audio copy and a host of other resources that can help you on this continuum of accelerating your wealth creation and also being in a position where you can start living into your purpose.
Ike, I love it. And I thank you so much for that opportunity for our listeners. That's fantastic. Boy, howdy, I'm going to go there and check that out. That's for sure. Yeah, tell me one thing, Ike. Now, you use the word manifest, and that's a word I think that is probably misused in a lot of places around the world. By manifest, you're not suggesting that people just sit back and wait for something to appear, but rather you're giving them ideas and places to go and things to actually do to generate that wealth, right?
Absolutely. For those that are of the Christian flavor that may be listening to this broadcast, we believe in faith, but we also know that we've been taught that faith without works is dead. And so you can spend an incredible amount of time planning and, you know, brainstorming and putting together this, you know, very complicated blueprint as to what you're going to do and how you're going to do all these great things. But if all you ever do is talk about it and write about it and you never take action, you never give yourself the opportunity to fail, to experience your first attempt in learning something new and figure out what you need to do differently to get to your intended destination, you will never see that. So manifest is simply a way to bring about that which your heart desires by relentlessly pursuing after that. I'm a big believer that everything we ever want in life starts from us, one, having radical beliefs about what's possible, two, making a commitment to relentlessly pursue the dreams, the goals that we've outlined as to what is possible in our life. And then three, once we do that, we will put ourselves in a position to experience remarkable results in our life. So manifest is the pathway to bringing to pass that which your mind's eye has seen, that which you've got in a picture, a dream, a vision about as to how much fuller and how much more abundant your life could be.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I got to tell you, I've really loved another book that I found recently from Gabrielle Ottingen called Rethinking Positive Thinking. In the book, she basically tells about taking 20 years of her research time as a professor here and in Germany to look at what people have looked at and called positive thinking for years, that all I have to do is think positively, and all of a sudden, poof, it's going to happen. You know, it's kind of like, that was my understanding of The Secret way back, you know, years ago, was, all I have to do is think about it, and eventually it's going to manifest itself in my life. Yeah. And what Gabrielle says and what I believe is, it doesn't work. You've got to take action, and obviously you feel the same way. You've got to take action. You've got to do something to help get to wherever it is you want to go. You got to have a strategy, and you got to implement that strategy. So, I really like that part of what you're talking about here, and I hope that all our folks will take advantage of your opportunity here. Do that website one more time for us.
Yep, it's www.manifest, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, safely, S-A-F-E, ly.com, manifestwealthsafely.com.
Ike, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for being here with us today on The Business of Sales. I couldn't ask for a better guest, man. You were fantastic. Thank you so much, and best wishes to you and your troops as you go forward on this purpose-driven work that you're doing here. Best wishes to you, my friend. And for everybody else out there, hey, y'all, go out there and make it a great week. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself, and Take a risk. Be safe, but take a risk in your business. Give it a shot, because you never know what you might be able to get if you'll just go out there and try one more time. Otherwise, I will see you again next time on The Business of Sales. Have a great time. I'm Morris Sims.